So Mario, we asked the audience, would you order next generation sequencing? And Foundation One's an example of a test that's assay that's commonly utilized. And it looks like, first of all, almost half the audience has already done it. And for most of the rest of them, they would certainly consider it. You kind of get that answer when you ask oncologists almost every solid tumor when they start running out of options that are approved or useful even before they might start looking at it. How productive that might be is a question, but I think Angela's case is going to sort of get into that. So one thing just to precede Angela's case that we ask, and maybe Amanda, you can comment on this. We work a lot with your lung cancer people at Hopkins, and we talk about rare disease. ALK-positive lung cancer is, I think, 3% of lung cancer. Yet there's now, you know, a bunch of phase three trials, you know, it's going to the third generation. But the question is, what if you have a patient with uterine leiomyosarcoma, you do NGS, and you find an ALK rearrangement?
Yeah, I mean,
so same thing. Would you give an ALK inhibitor?
I personally wouldn't, but I would refer to my sarcoma team to consider. I mean, if we can find an actionable mutation and we've exhausted all other options cytotoxically, then I think it's reasonable to consider.
So I'm going to ask Brian in a second, but Brian, why don't you comment on the three things? So we asked about ALK. Looks like a lot of the audience would be thinking about it. A lot aren't sure, including me. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's even there's any literature on it. We also see KIT mutations sometimes. Actually, Angela's patient had it, which is why I brought up, would you use a BCR-ABL tyrosine kinase inhibitor? And the audience, again, looks like maybe the same 55% oriented towards taking a shot at treatment. A bunch of people aren't really sure. And then the other question is MSI testing. So we asked the audience, Mario, whether or not they do MSI testing. We know, and it looks like a third of the audience says yes, two-thirds say no in leiomyosarcoma. I can say that in medical oncology now, kind of I think we're moving towards certainly metastatic adenocarcinomas. If there's no other option, they're going to get MSI tested no matter what kind of cancer it is. When you start getting outside that, you know, squamous cell lung, et cetera, I'm going to ask you, Brian, do you know anything about the distribution of these three things, MSI high, ALK, and BCR-ABL or KIT mutations?
So I'm going to work backwards. I get Tempus testing now on every sarcoma patient, not because I expect to find a unicorn, but because of genetic predispositions. And I'm finding a lot more genetic predispositions in this population. A lot of them seem to be founder mutations, but we're identifying Li-Fraumeni patients. And this, I think, you cannot miss, especially in the younger uterine leiomyosarcoma patient when her relative had breast cancer. But then it comes just as part of the package, and part of the package comes with MSI testing, and so therefore, for $100, you get it all. Now, moving on to an ALK translocation, so the red herring of the entire group, if that ALK translocation is in frame, that is important. It has to be in frame. I would use the LOXO inhibitor. I have yet to find that
so
in
I will
thousands
say-
of patients.
When we were at the ASCO GI meeting in San Francisco, we had two cases presented of people with colon cancer who were on the verge of hospice with metastatic disease, who had not had MSI testing, who got MSI tested, who were positive and are in complete remission on a checkpoint inhibitor. So it's rare, but the implications are gigantic. I don't even know. I was asking the faculty, do we know whether or not there's MSI high uterine leiomyosarcoma, and does it respond to Pembro, where the indication is? Do you know him, Amanda?
You're at the checkpoint
center of the world there.
Well, our experience is that these tumors do not respond well to checkpoint inhibition and that the MSI high rate is quite low. Their mutability rate compared to melanomas and colon cancers and endometrial cancers is quite low, actually, despite the biological aggressivity. There's a very poor response rates to these agents. But there's exceptions.
And of course, you know, in other tumors, that's why pembrolizumab is approved regardless of tumor type if you have MSI-high disease, at least in the metastatic setting. Doesn't work with everybody, but seems like, you know, maybe more than half of people have significant responses.